Welcome back on into the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morris here talking with Jamie Young, head boys basketball coach over at Cary. Coach, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us. How has practice been getting ready for tomorrow's district semifinal against Oak Harbor?
We're doing a lot of instructional stuff as far as how we want to defend and go against their 1-2-2 press and their 2-3 matchup, and the kids are really in tuned, and it's looking pretty good.
Looking at your regular season as a whole, you go 16-6. What were kind of your thoughts on how your guys' regular season went?
I mean, we started off really well in December. We had 10 games in December. We dropped a couple, one to Crawford and one to Mohawk, but you know, all in all, it was a good December. January was rough. You know, it was the dog days of basketball, and you know, we kind of peaked early, then we kind of went to, you know, we kind of dropped off, but then, you know, here at the end in February, kids started playing a lot better, and you know, these last two games the kids have really bought in and are really playing great basketball right now.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morris here with Jamie Young, head boys basketball coach over at Cary. As far as the expectations coming into the season versus where you guys are at now, are they around what you envisioned for your team coming into the year?
We would have liked to have done a little better in our league, but I mean, as far as the tournament goes, yes, this is what we were envisioning, and you know, we had a goal to cut down the net, and now we're gonna continue with that mantra and just try to cut down some more nets. Hopefully we can do that with the first step tomorrow, beating Oak Harbor.
Looking at your last game, it was a 20-point win over Western Reserve in the sectional final. What were some of the key things you saw from your team that you liked in that game?
Oh, our defensive intensity was the best it's been all year, and that's what I like about, you know, this part of the season. The kids have a lot to play for. I mean, we have 7 seniors, and the sense of urgency is at the ceiling. So they know that, you know, if we don't come to play, that, you know, it could be over for them. So, I mean, the kids wanted to play. They played with a lot of purpose and a lot of pride. And defensively, we dug in and we played with a lot of grit. Offensively, we moved the ball in the second half. We get kind of stagnant at times, but in the second half, you know, we had a lead 8 to 10 points, and we always search for the best shot, and sometimes we took 30 seconds to find that best shot, but you know, with the lead, you can play that way, and the kids just came together, and we had some great individual performances as well.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay. The Wednesday special, a sirloin steak for $6.99, and kids eat free all day, every day here at Frickers. Now looking at some of your key players on the team, Hayden Stone, a sophomore, he's 6'7", one of, if not the biggest player in the area. He's averaging right around a double-double, had 16 points, 14 rebounds against the Western Reserve, and he's already a very good player, but just how much better do you think he could get?
Oh, he will get a lot better because, you know, he's big and he's agile and he's got some skills, but he's got to put it all together, and he'll get that with more experience and more understanding of the game of basketball. Once he buys into understanding the game, the sky's the limit for Hayden.
Cody Lizader hit 1,000 points not too long ago, one of the few in the history of the program to do so, and he will be continuing his athletic career playing football at Findlay next year. Had 14 points against Western Reserve. How key has he been to what you guys have been wanting to do all year long?
He's our leader. I mean, he gets us going. He plays with a lot of intensity, and he plays with a lot of confidence. So, I mean, for him, these last couple games, I know two games ago against Wimford, he didn't score at all. But what he did was he set the tone on the defensive end. Him and senior Braden Wentling really set the tone defensively and shut down Josh Crawl, who is one of the best scorers in the N-10. And then that carried over to the next game against Western. I mean, Western had really good guards, and our guards just, we got after it, and we made it hard for them to score. And Cody's attitude and confidence, you know, really fed into that.
You're listening to the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI. Lance Morris here with Jamie Young, head boys basketball coach over at Cary. Griffin Summit had 15 points last Friday night against Western Reserve. Has his role been the same throughout the year, or has it kind of changed as the years went on?
His role is the same. It's just Griffin, when he wants to be, he's an outstanding player. He's a great athlete. He brings something to our team that nobody else can with his athleticism and his ability to finish around the rim. And he's just a great athlete with good basketball sense. And, you know, he's kind of opening up, and now we're really seeing what he's capable of. He had big games during the season against Upper twice and Seneca East once. And, you know, I think he's getting opportunities now. You know, teams aren't playing on him as much, and he's making things happen with his athleticism, and he is a really good basketball player.
Outside of the couple guys I just named, who are some of the other key contributors to your team that can really help everything going once everything is going well, they can keep you going and get you to an even better place?
Braden Wentling, a senior. I mentioned him before. He, you know, defensively, he brings it. We always match him up on the best guard on the other team. And then Trey Bame, he's our senior point guard. He's a three-year letter winner. You know, he isn't scoring as much, but he's doing a good job of contributing, distributing the ball to his teammates. And he had 7 assists on Friday, 5 assists against Winford. And he's helping bring the team together.
Now looking at the game tomorrow against Oak Harbor, they have had some impressive wins throughout the year. They beat both Huron and Margaretta, who are playing in the game right after yours tomorrow. They also beat some teams like New Regal and Eastwood. What's the game plan heading into tomorrow's game against the Rockets?
First, we got to contain their point guard, Jack Alexander. He's only a sophomore, but he's the head, he's the guy that keeps them going. He's their motor. If we can contain him, that would help. And they got some good shooters on the outside, and then they got 2 post players. One post, Tate Smith, he's their main post player inside. He's averaging about 14 points a game, and hopefully Hayden can contain him, and that we can contain the dribble penetration of Alexander and just go out there and compete and have fun with it. You know, the kids are really excited about this opportunity because, hey, we don't do it very often here at Cary, so it's just something they're all looking forward to.
This has been Jamie Young, head boys basketball coach over at Cary. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tomorrow against Oak Harbor.
Thank you very much.
And we will be right back with more here on the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle, live from the Frickers in Findlay on ESPN 1430 WFOB and Mix 96.7 WBVI.